Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lama Surya Das is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Surya Das is the American Lama. That's what he's called. He's an American Buddhism expert, and he's written a book called Buddha Standard Time. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can become a little more centered, get a little more balance in our lives. And boy, howdy, can small business owners use that. Surya Das, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Happy holidays, everybody.
It's good to have you here. Now, I would like to first to point out, is I think it's important to point out that Buddhism was not your first religious following. You're an American. You were born in America. You grew up in another religion, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up in New York, Long Island. I'm Jewish on my parents' side, as I always say, but Buddhist by choice and training. I lived in Asia for 20 years.
Is that when you became attracted to Buddhism when you were in Asia?
Yes, I mean I had met it in college. I had learned about yoga and meditation and Eastern mm-hmm. philosophy in college mm-hmm. in the late 60s. And when I graduated in 71, I went to India to look into those things. And I, as my mother used to say, went off the deep end.
Went off the rails. So, yeah, that sounds like something my mother would say, too.
Yeah.
So what attracted you to Buddhism?
I really liked the emphasis on peace and nonviolence, and also inner peace and harmony, and that there is very practical, very this world oriented, heaven now, not later, and also very egalitarian, that anybody could become enlightened, awaken the Buddha within. That's one of my book titles.
So there's no concept of afterlife in Buddhism.
Buddhism believes, like Hinduism and many other religions, in the rebirth.
They do. Okay. All right.
Not heaven. So it's kind of afterlife, but it's more a cycle rather than an end game scenario
right.
where you either go to heaven or hell.
Right, right. I got
it's more evolutionary.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, so you talked about the peaceful part of this. How do you acquire that peace?
You acquire that peace basically, Jim, by living a good and peaceful life and cultivating peaceful, loving kindness, and empathic thoughts, feeling what others feel, and harmonizing with them, experiencing oneness with them, so you don't feel aggressive or exploit others. You treat others as you yourself would be treated, as Buddha said. Oh, maybe that was Jesus. And
yeah.
And also by meditation and introspection, when you get to know yourself and the world better and you understand cause and effect and what brings happiness and suffering, then you understand that
How old is Buddhism?
Interestingly, although age is no guarantor of wisdom, unfortunately for me, as I'm getting on, but Buddhism is older than Christianity and Islam. Buddha was born 2,600 years ago.
Buddhism
started in India 2,600 years ago.
Now I've read some things from the Upanishads and from the Indian region. I've read some things. I have a book on Yi Chi that maybe as long far back as 10,000 years old. The Upanishads and Yi Chi are all very very old, and these are all
yes.
All of these things to me seem to be have given rise are associated with the birth of markets, meaning the more we trade with each other, the more important it is for us to get along with each other, not fight each other. What do you think about that?
Right. Well, that's a good point, and I know I understand the title of your show, Small Businesses, but spirituality is really the big business, and it's a timeless evergreen subject. And it did coexist or co-arise with the rise of cities and living together and so on. So historically, everybody would agree with that, that, you know, religions
right.
began 5,000-6,000 years ago with the rise of cities and, well, even in agrarian times, and the need to get together, cooperate, coexist, etc.
In America, there are many, many religions practiced in America, and the beautiful part of America is we have that freedom. That's a good thing.
Yes.
But the majority of Americans are Christians, and so whether Protestant or Catholic. And so if you speak to folks, how would you tell them that they could continue to be Christians? What would be some things that they could take away from Buddhism that would help them in their Christianity? Is there anything you could recommend?
Yes, of course. All the religions have a very similar moral and ethical base and other beliefs. You know, like do good and be good and closer to God, and goodliness is close
right.
to godliness. And Buddhism and, you know, Confucianism, Hinduism, the Eastern religions certainly agree with that, just like the Abrahamic faith, the Western religions. The Dalai Lama always says these methods can help anyone. He tells us Buddhist teachers, don't convert others, contribute to others, and that meditation and self-inquiry and mental health, spiritual health training and attitude transformation practices taught by Buddha can help anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to know. And I also want to mention that in Buddhism, there is no conversion ceremony or proselytizing, and that altruism and compassionate action is really stressed, not unlike Jesus' message. Altruism and compassion and loving your enemy and turning the other cheek, very
well,
stressed.
I do have to say that in speaking to other friends who follow the Hindu faith, they're talking about meditating has actually influenced the way I Christians and Jews we pray. Our meditation is prayer. Typically, that's what we call it.
Prayer and meditation are contemplative practices with
mm-hmm.
a great overlap.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my Christian friends is Father Thomas Keating. I have many Christian friends and also students among the rabbis
mm-hmm.
and priests and nuns who come to learn meditation, not to convert to Buddhism, but to
mm-hmm.
learn meditation to go deeper into their own prayer and contemplative life.
That's
Father
something
Keating, famous for contemplative prayer,
right.
centering prayer.
Hold on to that thought, Surya. Surya Das, folks. Lama Surya Das is the author of Buddha Standard Time. And he and I will be right back. I have a few more questions for him after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.